Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Thursday, March 22nd. A little firmer across the board today as we've got corn finishing with May up a penny at 376, December finishing up a penny and a quarter at 398, December finishing back above the 200-day moving average for the first time in a few days, which comes in at 397.5. In former release, some acreage estimates this morning, they came out at 88.9 acres for corn. That's down 260,000 from their January estimate. Recall the USDA from the Ag Outlook Forum is at 90 million acres. A lot of estimates coming in below there from some private sources. Another note on the acreage, heavy rains headed for the Delta over the next couple of weeks after a bit of a planting window could put 800,000 to 900,000 acres of corn planting at risk. If the rain is as heavy as expected, that would push the planting date for those acres beyond the optimal time period. We'll have to keep an eye on that, see how that plays out. Taking a look at wheat, we have Chicago May finishing up 2.25 cents at 455.75. That's about 9 cents off yesterday's lows. Kansas City May finishing up 5.5 cents at 471, 13 off of yesterday's lows. And Minneapolis May finishing up 3.75 cents at 593, about a dime off yesterday's lows. A bit of stabilization here in the wheat market after the sharp sell-off over the previous few days. As we look out towards the 6 to 10 day forecast in the plains, it looks like it's getting a bit drier and a bit warmer there, so maybe we'll have to reevaluate that weather going forward. Informa also released the estimated wheat acres today, up 30,000 from their January report to 46.1 million acres there. In the beans, we had May finish even at 1029.75. November finish up a half cent at 1026.75. Both contracts rebounding between 8 and 10 cents off earlier lows. That brought about by some insecurity or anxiety about the Trump tariff announcements from this morning. There will be a 25% tariff on $60 billion of incoming Chinese goods. Those haven't been identified yet. The White House is looking for input from industry leaders as to where to apply those tariffs, but putting a little bit of a scare and nervousness into the soybean market and also the stock market, which really took a beating today, finishing down about 720 points there by the end of the day. So trade war worries affecting several markets today, but not a bad finish in the beans, so we'll have to see how this plays out as we await China's response. Informa's acreage estimate for soybeans up 280,000 from their January estimate, putting bean acres at 91.5 million. In outside markets, aside from the stock market, as I said, taking it on the chin today, we've got the dollar up slightly 5 points at 89.42, crude oil down 90 cents a barrel at 64.27, and we've got gold trading up $7.70 an ounce at $1,329.20 an ounce. Markets consolidating again. We do have the planted acres estimate and quarterly stocks coming next Thursday at 11 a.m. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.